Hello, Chicago, and welcome to the Talk Theater in Chicago News Podcast. I'm your host, Dustin Moat, bringing you the theater news for the week of June 22nd, 2009. Chicago Shakespeare Theater brings an enchanting adaptation of the 1992 Disney animated film Aladdin to the stage. The production features Alan Menken's, Howard Ashman's, and Tim Rice's award-winning songs, including A Whole New World and A Friend Like Me. The show stars Larry Yando and Derek Hasenstab, who will reunite as a diabolical duo, Jafar and Iago. Immediately following each performance, the actors will join the audience for conversations and photo opportunities in the lobby. Aladdin is the story of a clever street urchin who discovers a magical lamp, a fun-loving genie, and his love for a beautiful princess all inside of three wishes. The show features a timeless message of friendship and the importance of staying true to oneself. Disney's Aladdin is recommended for ages 5 and up. Performances start on July 1st in the Courtyard Theater, and yes, tickets are available. To find out how to get those tickets, click on over to Theater in Chicago's Theater News section. Steep Theater Company closes its historic 2008-2009 season with a bang with the Midwest premiere of Howard Korder's The Hollowlands, an ambitious 14-actor and 30-character historical epic. Steep's special blend of grit, edge, and ensemble work comes to life in this story about America's early pioneers and the traces of our nation's journey towards its manifest destiny and the trail it leaves behind. Howard Korder is best known for his plays Search and Destroy, The Lights, and Boy's Life, for which he was nominated for a Pulitzer Prize. Steep is also pleased to announce that Korder will be coming here to Chicago to take part in the rehearsal process. The production features a stellar cast, including Jonathan Edwards, Cynthia Marker, Brendan Melanson, along with many others in Steep's celebrated ensemble. The Hollowlands begin this Thursday, June 25th, and run through August 1st. Tickets are available. To find out how to get those tickets, follow the links on theaterinchicago.com. Benno Nelson brings Theater in Chicago News another interview. This one is featuring Nick Diamond, the current artistic director of Straw Dog Theater, and how back in 1993 he offered his services as set designer and changed the course of the company. It's a very good article, so check it out. It's at Theater in Chicago News. Go there now. Theater in Chicago has now joined the Twitter sphere. That's right, we have our own profile on Twitter. You can follow us at twitter.com/TheaterChicago. Again, that's twitter.com/TheaterChicago. Or if you're a current Twitter user, that's at Theater Chicago. Check out our Twitter feed to be up to date on the latest tweets, news. Thank you for listening to the Talk Theater in Chicago News Podcast. Remember, you can find us here every Monday with more news ready for you to enjoy. So, until next Monday, that is the theater news from Talk Theater in Chicago, and I'm your host, Dustin Moat.